WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And my gosh, if you're outside, drink some water, please. Crank the AC and the radio up and try to survive out there. Another hot one here in the Tennessee Valley. And you know what? You may have to be like Bubba Wallace. Just go pour champagne all over yourself. I guess in your case, it would be to cool off. In his case, it was to celebrate winning the Brickyard 400. So we're going to talk plenty about old BW as we get another first-time winner in the 2025 NASCAR season. So, of course, we're going to talk about that. Also, what do we think of the race? Is it still a big deal? Sean Whitfield was out there slaving away in the yard and these record high temperatures, and he listened to the radio broadcast. So we're going to have one of the members of the radio broadcast, our buddy Alex Hayden, join us later on in the program. What do they think about Indianapolis? And now, you know what? It's time to get serious. Only a few races remain before the NASCAR playoffs starts. There's plenty to get to, and you know what? We got about an hour to get to it, so sit back and relax. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and I am wearing shorts in this nice, cool studio. We'll turn these old studio lights down a little bit so the heat's not so much. And sitting across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason we show up, or at least I do, every Monday at 6, Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, happy to be here. I want to correct you for just a moment. You know, I like to correct you every once in a while. That way you can feel like you're at home.
Yeah.
I thought in Indianapolis, instead of champagne, they poured milk over your head.
Well, I'm talking about his Instagram. He was drinking a bottle of champagne.
And oh, was he? Over. Okay.
See, people in the know, Sean, were in the know.
Well, I didn't see the post-game.
You just saw him chug a thing of milk, which has always grossed me out, by the way.
Yeah, well, I just know that's an Indy tradition.
I'm not a big milk guy. Do you drink a lot of milk?
No.
Yeah,
no, I don't even have any milk in my refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't mind it with cereal, but I've never been like a like my wife, or every once in a while she'll pour herself a glass of milk. I'm like, yeah, that's just not me.
Now, but when I was in school, I drank milk often.
It was forced upon you back then.
Yeah,
but I've always thought it was weird in Indianapolis races, and you know, you see it in the Indy League and NASCAR too. They put the thing around your neck, and then they start chugging this thing of milk, and I'm thinking, I know you're hot. And hot and milk do not go together.
Yeah.
Plus, it's sticky when it gets all over you. Of course, champagne's probably the same.
Well, I noticed what I did see of the post-race on television, because I was listening to the radio broadcast most of the afternoon, was there was a lot of Coca-Cola being sprayed and shook in the air. And you know that stuff's sticky when it gets on you, and especially when it's hot temperatures. But I just assume that you're at Indianapolis, that it's just part of the tradition that you got to have some milk on you.
Yeah. You know what? It tastes probably a lot sweeter because you're in victory lane.
Yeah.
I bet whoever finished 36th place wasn't like, hey, somebody go get me a carafe of milk.
That is true. Well, yesterday was an eventful day, and we're going to break all that down a little bit later. However, you did mention we've got Alex Hayden, the voice of NASCAR from MRN Radio, is going to be joining us momentarily, so we'll get into a detailed conversation with him. But first, how was the old weekend?
That's pretty good, man.
You think fun?
Yesterday, we at the Orr House did some of the pool. Then I went golfing at probably the hottest round of golf I've ever played. So that was, I hit the ball really well, so I was super stoked. But oh my God, was it hot!
Is that even fun when it's?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Sean,
is that because you're drinking beer so fast?
Golf is kind of like naughty times, okay? You don't have to be good at it to enjoy it. And there's never really a bad time for it.
You know what?
Okay.
I've heard comparison of a lot of things, but I've never heard that one.
There you go. So, and any chance I get to play, I'm in. So
you don't get to do it very often.
Don't get to play near as much as I'd like.
So it's just like being at home.
And I pay for it anyway. No, I'm joking. So
this is stellar.
Anyway, so yesterday, and very hot, but I had a lot of fun. And then Saturday, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I went and did some shopping for school supplies, which there's always the 10-year-old in me that it gets geeked up about that. You're like, ooh, what's going to be new this year? And my daughter Evelyn's starting middle school, so there's kind of some of the big boy stuff you're shopping for now. No longer crayons and things like that.
Now, you know, I went to that traditional Gordon Lee public school.
Oh, yeah. Gordon Lee, calling it a public school is a bit of a stretch.
Do those Catholic schools use the same type of school supplies that I grew up with, or are they more advanced?
No, everything's more advanced now. Like, they still a number two pencil every now and
then. So are you
again.
Like buying ink for the printer?
Basically,
and
yeah.
That kind of thing?
Well, so we go buy all this stuff because they're like, you need this, and this, and highlighters and all that. I'm like, that's cool, you know, which, by the way, you know, just a good old normal folder you're going to stick in your three-ring binder. Now, like $3 a piece.
Do they still use binders?
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you still got to have a binder.
I figured
by
now everything was paperless.
Well, you still, I don't know. You know, I'm just buying stuff off a list, whatever. And then Evelyn goes to orientation today and comes back with a laptop. And that's like her laptop that she'll use for the next couple of years.
That the school provides.
That the school provides.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, why don't we just go buy all this paper stuff for? But whatever.
Yeah, I could see where, especially your fancier schools, everything is paperless.
That's not fancy. Listen, East Hamilton. I mean, like, it's in Hamilton County, they give out Chromebooks. That's just
really,
it's a pretty normal thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You're just so far behind the time, Sean.
I am behind. Yeah, both my girls are out of high school.
Someday you'll end up with a grandkid running around, and by then they'll probably be wearing virtual reality headsets or something.
Yeah,
you won't have a clue what's going on.
Well, and there'll be no such thing as buying pens and pencils.
Yeah.
Because they won't be needed.
No one's going to write it anyway.
Yeah. Does anybody that's in that young demographic, there's no cursive writing that has been taught.
Yeah, I don't
know. So how does people sign their names? Like, does your daughter know how to sign her name?
Yes, they do. They still do cursive at OLPH. Like, they teach that.
So they taught.
They have to learn how to write both ways.
So they know how to. She knows how to write a paragraph all in cursive.
Yes,
because hadn't a lot of the schools done away with that?
I'd heard that. I don't know if that's one of those, you know, I don't know, Fox News talking points where they talk about the downfall of America. I ain't even teaching cursive no more. I don't know if that's true or not.
I thought that was on MSDNC.
Anyway, I don't know. Evelyn's, they are definitely teaching different things and leaving some of the stuff out. There's a young girl that started work at Quality Fence with us, and they had never been taught how to address a letter. Like, you know, it goes here, the return address goes up here. I would think that's, but when's the last time you decided to write one of your pen pals, Sean? It's been a long time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And basically, computers do it all now. You stick it in the printer, and there you go.
And how old is this young
20?
Lady? 20, okay.
Yeah, and bright girl. I mean, not.
Where did she go to school?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, so that was my weekend. How about you? A little yard work?
It was good. I got my fair share of yard work in both days. You know, I got 2 yards to take care of, and so it was good. And then my wife was gone all weekend.
Oh, so, man. She didn't have anybody tell you what to do.
I didn't have a soul. And she's been gone since last Thursday. She went down to Cape Coral, Florida to spend time with her mom and dad and sister, brother-in-law. And after the show tonight, I'll have to pick her up at the Chattanooga Airport.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Coming back into
town. So she's in Atlanta.
That's why I didn't see her on the TV a while ago.
Yeah. So she'll be back on News Channel 9 tomorrow, but she is off today. And so, yeah, I was batching it all weekend.
Man. I bet it's wild time. I bet you stayed up till 10.
you know, actually Saturday night, I was in bed earlier than I am at any given time. I probably went to bed at 9:30, and I don't even do that during the week.
That's how wild and crazy.
Usually
you were,
it's 10:30 or 11 during the week, But I was beat after, you know, going all day and being out in the heat and sweat a gallon or two. I was just wore out. I was going to go out and have dinner somewhere Saturday night, and I thought, you know what, I'm tired.
Just have a protein so shake and stay.
I splurged. I had a cheat meal. You know what that is when you have a cheat meal? For me,
what is it? It can't be a slice of pizza. You wouldn't do that. Chicken fingers.
No.
Piece of pecan pie.
No.
Some sort of noodles.
No.
I have no idea.
It was 3/4 of a Loopy's pizza.
Oh, I could see. I could get down with that.
Yeah, it was a small 12-inch.
I could take it. Yeah,
but I ate all of it, but one piece.
My wife is not a fan of.
Was stuffed.
My wife is not a fan of Loopy's. I could eat it
really
all the time.
You know, I have just about determined that that's my favorite pizza place.
I'm with you.
I mean, what would be any better?
My wife's weird. I don't know. She likes. Yeah. I mean, you know. She would prefer like a good old fashioned pizza, piping hot Pizza Hut pizza in like a cast iron pan.
No.
Like, and I'm like, number one, they don't do that anymore, and absolutely not.
I've had my fair share of Domino's and Pizza Hut through the years, and
radio about ruined me on chain pizzas.
Yeah, and we went to Mellow Mushroom a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they're good.
It was good, but. Just I was disappointed.
Something about Loopy's. I'm with you.
Loopy's has got a lot more toppings on it, and so I mean, a small pizza supreme was over $30.
Listen, I'm proud of you because I know you paid money for that.
I paid $30 and some change.
I'm surprised that didn't keep you up at night.
That kind of stung. I mean, to think that I was paying $30 and some change.
Hey,
for. Their small pizza,
you know,
it was loaded. I mean, it had everything on it.
Our buddies at Tasty Donuts, right next to Loopy's, I got a dozen donuts the other day, and I got the fancy.
How often do you go there?
Just every now and again on the way in. I'll bring some to the office. It's just to bring to the office. $30 for a dozen of the fancy donuts.
$30.
Yeah, but. That's
but that was the ones that were loaded
that's
out.
That's kind of the going rate now. And I'm like, whoa.
Huh.
Hey, just go make some more, I guess.
That is expensive.
But I'm proud of you, Loopy's, man.
Yeah.
My opinion of you went up a little bit.
Yeah.
I got a long way to go.
I had me a Loopy's pizza, and it was delicious. And I was just beat. But great weekend. But however, I'm looking forward to... Miss Kim coming back tonight, and I think we're going to grab some Mexican food tonight.
Hey, that doesn't sound bad.
Some good old Mexican food.
A little El Mason?
Yeah. No, we're not going to El Mason. Probably do a little Plaza.
Well, it's a good one.
You know, it's close to home.
Closer to home.
Yeah.
So you can go home and snuggle on your... You just missed yourself.
Yeah, you like being close to home. All right. We got a lot to discuss today. We're going to be breaking down the entire weekend at Indianapolis. Also, too... Guess what? Major League Baseball is going to be playing at Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend.
Record-setting things happening.
That's right. They are setting an attendance record. We'll discuss that a little bit. Also, too, I want you to give your review score on TNT. They had, I think it was 4 races, and their last one was yesterday. We'll go to USA Network with NBC starting this weekend. I want you to tell me your thoughts and comparing them to Amazon Prime and to Fox. So we'll get into that, plus a whole lot more. And don't forget, we've got Alex Hayden with MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR, joining us here in just a bit. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Stupid games left to vacancy in this picture frame. A prisoner by my own hands. Cause if I can't have.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news you need to know about, or at least we think you do. We're today going to talk about Bubba Wallace's big win at the Brickyard at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. First win of the season. Big win for Bubba Wallace. He was points-wise, was kind of the last man in when it comes to the driver standings. Now guaranteed into the playoffs with a win at Indianapolis. The race at Indianapolis was the last of five races for TNT. And now USA and NBC take over the coverage as we head towards Iowa. So that's coming up this weekend. We go to Iowa Speedway. Let's see, Sean. The Iowa Speedway, the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. So this corn ain't for eating. It's for making
ethanol.
It's
for burning. Hey, I want to ask you a question here. A little trivia and an opinion here for you. Indianapolis is considered by NASCAR as one of the four crown jewel races.
We talked about that, yeah. Okay,
what are the other three?
Okay, so you've got Daytona. Mm-hmm. You've got the Coke 600 or World 600.
So Charlotte.
And then it was always a debate about what was the fourth. Some would say Talladega, but I think most would say the Southern 500 at Darlington.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, or is there someone else?
No, you described it pretty well.
Because there's never been it. Like, I feel like, you know, in golf there's four. There's other sports where there's four majors, but there's three and a half, I feel like, in NASCAR. Yeah. But that half gets argued about.
Another thing that was special about yesterday's race and Bubba Wallace getting the win, it had been since Kansas in 2022 since he had won a race, 100 race winless streak.
2022.
Yeah. Now, think about it for just a moment. You're driving for one of the most popular athletes in the world on a team that is very financially secure, that is very high profile, and some of the best equipment, and you haven't won a race in 100 races.
Your other owner, Denny Hamlin, is picking them up and putting them down.
And your teammates
are
doing well, especially Tyler Reddick.
Are winning races. You've kind of been there the longest, if you want to look at it that way. And, you know, listen, Bubba, I think there was a lot expected.
Yeah.
Some of it may be fair, some of it not fair. Seems to be very well liked in the garage area.
I would agree.
However, I feel like there's so many people pulling for him, but the results hadn't been there.
What you said about the popularity in the garage area, I'm 100% in agreement with. But the other thing that is puzzling is when he is introduced at driver introductions, he's getting Kyle Busch-style boos or Denny Hamlin-style boos. So the NASCAR fan base still hasn't, in a large number, still hasn't accepted Bubba Wallace for whatever reason.
Well, is that the popularity doesn't match results? Listen, Dale Earnhardt Jr. was by far and away the most popular driver in NASCAR for 15 years, but he was never the best.
Yeah.
And some years flat out stunk. So I don't know. I think maybe some people think so much was handed to Bubba, before, yeah. You know, without the results, but hey, big win for him. He's going to go in the playoffs. He's made the playoff multiple times. You can't say the dude's not talented or can't get it done. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there has been some controversy around him. You know, the noose at Talladega, and that all kind of ended up being a misunderstanding more than anything. And that, mm-hmm. But that got blown out of proportion. NASCAR's always seen as a Southern white dude sport, which, let's face it, the majority is.
Especially compared to other professional sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you feel like maybe more attention's paid to him because of his race. But I don't know. I've always thought of him as a really likable guy, mm-hmm. but I always wanted him to win more just so that faction of the fans would go away.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed, and I think Jamie McMurray mentioned this yesterday in some post-race comments, and I thought, you know what? You were so right. When Bubba does well, like winning yesterday, that seems like that's his opportunity to come out and attack the naysayers and say, I told you so, I got you off my back, or, you know, to try to prove people wrong. When instead, I think if he just ignored all that and just stayed positive and talked about the success of how great the day was. But that's not the direction that he tends to go after he wins a race. It's almost like there's all of this animosity and hard feelings built up from everything he's been going through, and it's his opportunity to point fingers and go, okay, back at you, you know, I'm in victory lane kind of thing.
Yeah, I am always a fan of act like you've been here before. I mean, greatest running back of all time, Barry Sanders. He scores a touchdown. He would walk over and hand the ball to the official because what else am I supposed to do? Of course I'm supposed to score. Mm-hmm. You want to take Bubba's like, yeah, I told you. Yeah, you know, we're good. This is what I expected of this team. This isn't going to be the only one. And then you move on.
Yeah. Let's dive into the results of the Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis. It seemed a little different yesterday having TNT do the broadcast when we were kind of accustomed to NBC doing the broadcast. However, TNT did a nice job. Bubba Wallace gets the win. It's his third victory in 277 NASCAR Cup Series races. Only three wins so far in his career. As we mentioned, it's his first victory of the year, his eighth top 10 finish in 2025. He had not won a race since Kansas in 2022. The driver that came in second, Kyle Larson, started 13th, ended up in second spot. Denny Hamlin started 39th, came back in third. Ryan Preece in fourth, Brad Keselowski in fifth. Todd Gilliland is in sixth. Ryan Blaney looked like he had a good shot at possibly getting a victory, led 14 laps in the race, but came in seventh. Christopher Bell in eighth, Alex Bowman in ninth, and Carson Hocevar manages to end up in the final 10.
Good run for Carson. Other drivers of note, Chase Elliott 13th, Chris Buescher 14th, William Byron 16th, Chase Briscoe 18th. SVG was the highest finishing rookie at 19th spot. Kyle Busch in 25th, Tyler Reddick 29th, Bubba's teammate. Joey Logano, 32nd, and then all the way down at the bottom, 38th, Austin Dillon, and rounding out the bottom, Not a good day for the number one team, Ross Chastain, finishing 39th.
It was 2 weeks after losing their charter status in its legal dispute with NASCAR. 2311 Racing scores its victory of the season. Do you think there was any of the guys with 2311 that was thinking, okay, how's it going to be in victory lane? How is NASCAR people going to interact? Is it going to be, a little tension, or are they going to keep that away from the racetrack?
Yeah, I think they keep that away because none of the people that are fighting this fight are actually there. You know, this is just all the day-to-day NASCAR dudes and the day-to-day pit crews and all this. They're all celebrating.
Yeah. And of course, as far as I know, Michael Jordan was not present yesterday. Because if I'm not mistaken, Bubba Wallace was having a phone conversation on the phone with Michael Jordan while he was in victory lane. Some other drivers to recognize, Denny Hamlin, he goes from last to third in his backup after crashing his primary car and qualifying on Saturday. Ryan Preece, his fourth place finish gives him two top five results of the year. Brad Keselowski, his fifth place finish gives him six top 10 finishes in the last 10 races. Todd Gilliland came back from a lap down to get a sixth place spot. Drivers that didn't do so well, William Byron lost a top five finish when he ran out of fuel on the final lap, and it definitely turned into a fuel mileage race there at the end. I don't know about you, Casey, but in those final two or three laps, and especially the final lap, I was on the edge of my seat just wondering, okay, who's going to run out of fuel?
Well, who's about to radio in and go, we're losing it, boys?
Yeah, and I would, I wasn't going to be a bit surprised if we didn't see one of the top five drivers, even especially Bubba Wallace, not make it on fuel.
Yeah, it's one of those, and during his burnout, you're thinking, like, we've seen it before. They run out of gas in the celebration.
Ross Chastain finished last after an accident. It is his third DNF in the last five races. Eric Jones finished 36th due to an accident. It is his fourth consecutive finish of 25th or worse. So certainly there was drivers that had their success and others as normal that didn't. Catherine Legee, she wows fans with her best career finish at the Brickyard. Came in 17th.
That a baby.
So it was a good day for Catherine Legee. I want to see her do well. We need a Danica type replacement.
It's funny you bring
in
up Danica.
In a bad way.
Because Danica, popularity over results, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of in the same vein as Bubba. Yeah, I think there's some hate coming his way because of that. But still big win for him. And wins in a... sponsored by Chumba Casino. Do you know what that is, Sean?
Not exactly.
It's not a casino. It is a casino game for your phone. So you log in and bet fake money and win fake money, and somehow they make actual money and are able to sponsor a NASCAR race. So there you go. I'm assuming, and this is no research here whatsoever, but I think this is the first win by someone sporting a mobile game. That's just, when I saw who he was sponsored by, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I guess they make enough money getting people to $1 and $2 at a time to buy fake money to try to win fake money.
Hey, we'll take their sponsorship. We can use all the sponsorships in NASCAR we can get. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Alex Hayden, the voice of NASCAR. He's going to be joining us on the Optimize You hotline. And we'll find out what's up with him. And he was a part of the Indy Radio or Indy Racing Radio Network yesterday. And so we'll find out how the day went with him. We got all that and more straight ahead. And we are coming to you from the Optimize You studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personal care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. And while, you know what, Sean, we're pretty good at keeping everybody up to speed, but every now and again we got to bring in a real pro, and why not a guy that you can hear just about every week. And if you were listening to the coverage of the Indy race this weekend, you would have heard him. It's our buddy Alex Hayden. Welcome into the program, man.
Hey, thanks for having me back on with you. Yeah, it was quite the treat to be able to call the Brickyard 400 yesterday.
Alex, I was mowing my yard in the afternoon. I had shared that with Casey and our listeners at the beginning of the program. And most of the time, I'm going back and forth from radio to TV. But yesterday, I caught a lot more of the radio coverage. And the radio coverage yesterday was by the Indy Motor Speedway.
Yes, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. It's a mouthful.
Yes. And so it wasn't MRN, it wasn't PRN, but it was almost like the all-star cast of both of those radio networks. Is that a good way to describe it?
That's a perfect way to describe it. First of all, I'll take any time anybody thinks I'm an all-star. Heck yeah, I'll take that. No, but it is. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network is the only other radio network that covers NASCAR racing, and they only do strictly the Brickyard 400 and any event at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're the voice of IndyCar racing and their entire schedule, but for the Brickyard 400, that's their event. But They also had, believe it or not, yesterday an IndyCar race at Laguna Seca out in Monterey, California. So they needed some extra voices, some extra bodies. And they decided, along with MRN and PRN, to kind of say, you know what, this is a pretty cool opportunity to basically bring all three networks together for one weekend of broadcasting. So myself and Chris Wilner and Jason Toy from MRN were on the show. Brad Gilley, Brett McMillan, Pat Patterson for PRN were on, and Nick Yeoman and the rest of the guys there, Michael Young with IMS Radio Network, and it was an IMS production. So it really was a really neat experience to be able to work with everybody. We all do the same thing, live play-by-play auto racing radio coverage, but believe me, it's done completely different than what we're used to. So it's just it took some time to just kind of figure out how everybody was going to do it and get comfortable with it, but I think it came off fairly well, actually.
I can tell you firsthand as a listener, it was one, and I told Casey this earlier, it was one of the most enjoyable races that I have listened to on the radio in a very long time. And you guys were all polished, seasoned broadcasters. I mean, I don't know how it could have been anything uncomfortable, because you guys sure did make it look and sound easy.
I think it's fair to say that Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the Augusta of sports racing, and that our buddy Alex basically played the Masters of NASCAR. I think that's probably a way I'd like to spin
it. That's a really good analogy. Actually, that really is, because built in 1909, the first Indy 500, of course, back in 1911. You're right. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the holy grail of motorsports. It's home of the biggest single-day sporting event on the planet, the Indy 500, and it's just a special place. And, you know, I grew up a stone's throw from Indianapolis and in Muncie, Indiana, and I grew up going to the Indy 500. My first one was I was 6 months old. That's what my parents took me to the race. So I grew up there at that place, and I'm a little biased, sure, but anybody who's ever set foot on the grounds of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway knows that place has a soul, and you feel it when you come through the gates there at that place.
Was this broadcast like anything you had ever done in being a part of something that included a lot of the other people that are on the other networks?
No, it was really a first time for all of us to do something like this with a big mashup like that of the three networks and the three different types of people, because what we do on an MRN is done just a little differently than how the folks at PRN do things. And then between PRN and MRN is totally different than the way we do technically and the way the setup is to the IMS radio network. So just a quick example. So if you're calling a turn on MRN, you got your finger on the button and you just push it when it's time to talk. And it's just a in your hand button, so you can move your hands around, you can look in binoculars and still have the button in your finger. But with IMS, everything is in a box that's hardwired in location. So I was in turn number one, so I had to reach over to a box and push and hold a button inside of a box while I called the turn. So
were you sitting outside?
Yeah, I was, believe it or not, I was hanging underneath, if you know the front stretch at Indy and into turn number one, they have double-decker grandstands. So I was in a box hanging underneath the roof of the second level, but above the first level. I was literally over the crowd that was below me in the lower level. So highly unique and very cool, and I'm so privileged to be a part of it.
Was there any air circulating up there where you were?
None. The only positive I had, and it came in with the Xfinity race Saturday there at Indy and a little bit obviously towards the end of the Brickyard yesterday, is being underneath the shelter, I did not get any rain on me at all, unlike the rest of the guys. So yeah. I got lucky on that, but no, there was zero airflow.
Well, Alex, we got to see Bubba Wallace get a big win. That is the 13th, I believe, race winner this year. We are just a few races until the playoffs begin. And, I mean, who had it on their bingo card that we're going to have a rookie with three wins sitting 27th in the points? You've got two other guys with wins that aren't inside the top 16. I tell you what, if drama's what you want, I think NASCAR's got just about all of it right now.
Yeah, they do. And believe it or not, because of the injunction that was lost, we now have an open team in the playoffs for the first time, because 2311 cars, just like the Front Row Motorsports cars, are open cars now. They don't have a charter. Mm-hmm. And so Bubba Wallace is going to be in the playoffs as an open car. So that's pretty remarkable in its own right. So there's a lot of really cool storylines. And heck, we still got a handful of races to go. Who knows how it's going to play out? I mean, we're off, obviously, this weekend to the short track at Iowa, just a 7/8 of a mile track. You can hear that on MRN this weekend. So we've, as a matter of fact, got the next 7 weeks, I think it is. So there's a lot that can happen at Iowa. And then Watkins Glen, another road course. You got to think Shane Van Gisbergen's going to be a favorite. But we saw Chris Buescher go out and beat everybody there last year. So who knows? And obviously Richmond and Daytona, there's a lot that can happen. Coming to the checker flag, wiping out Logano and Hamlin to win the race and get in the playoffs. So there's a lot that can happen over the next handful of races.
Alex, what is the feel in the garage area with 2311 amongst the other teams? Because the legal battle between them and NASCAR is not getting any better. It looks like it's going to definitely go till December when it all ends up in court there. Is there a sense of tension, or is the garage area just pretty much ignoring it and no one's really paying much attention to it?
At this point, there's not a whole lot of attention being paid to it because there's no reason to have attention paid to it. And what I mean by that is nothing's happening. And the court date, I believe, is December 2nd. So Denny Hamlin and his group say, wait till court. Of course, the France family and everybody with NASCAR says, we'll happily present our side in court. The thing about it is inside the shop, however, of 2311 and Front Row for that matter, now that they've lost the injunction and they're having to run as open cars, nobody knows for sure, but the smart people that have some information, when you're not a chartered car, you're going to lose out somewhere in the neighborhood of what I'm hearing is like $300,000 a weekend in prize money because you're not a chartered car. So, you know, for instance, Bubba Wallace wins the race yesterday, the Brickyard 400, a crown jewel event, but he's not going to take home the lion's share of the money. He may be 15th in the order as far as the money list goes after yesterday, even though he won the race. That's because he's not a chartered car. All of this being said, everybody's paying attention to it when it's time to pay attention to it. It's on everybody's mind because this affects the entire sport. I will say this. The France family is exceptionally smart. They've run a great business for nearly 80 years now. And nobody will ever argue about Roger Penske and his business acumen, Rick Hendrick, Joe Gibbs, the list goes on and on. Well, all these highly smart businessmen that have a ton of businesses outside of motorsports all signed it and thought it was a good deal. There's only just two people that didn't sign it and didn't like it. I can tell you Bob Jenkins, the owner of Front Row, was about to sign it until he got a call from Denny Hamlin asking him not to and they can band together. So I think if all these other business owners and car owners thought it was a good deal and signed it immediately, I got to tell you, if I'm 2311 or Front Row, I'm very concerned right now.
Well, I guess one way to look at it is if there's a team owner in the business that can handle the shortfall of prize money, it's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but the question is how long will Michael Jordan want to stick around?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody likes cutting checks that long.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody likes to sign the fronts of checks, I should say. Everybody wants to sign the backs of checks. And when you're having to pay the money out, that's not a good thing. And they just built a brand new race shop, state of the art. It's called Air Speed, of course. Moniker between Air Jordan and the speed of NASCAR racing. Mm-hmm. All the employees they have to pay, the driver salaries, the engineer salaries, they got a big number that they have to hit. And Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, they don't want to have to write this on their own. The other thing about it that a lot of people may or may not know, I would venture to say the latter, is the language in the contracts. It's not a secret in the garage. The language in the contracts for those 2311 drivers and Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick is they have it in there that they're guaranteed to drive a chartered car. Well, they've lost the charter status, which means, from what I understand, they're available to just take off and leave and go to another team without telling 2311 what they're doing. So there's a lot of apprehension inside the walls of that race shop right now, because come playoffs, if Bubba and Tyler Reddick get knocked out of the playoffs early, who's to say they might go ahead and announce that they're going somewhere? And let alone if they stick around to December and they should lose the lawsuit to NASCAR, who knows what's going to happen with those race teams? They could close the doors. I did find it very fitting, though, that Friday afternoon, Denny Hamlin and Joe Gibbs Racing announced a multi-year extension for Hamlin to continue to drive for Joe Gibbs. The smart money and the rumors were flying around that Denny was going to go drive one of his own cars. Well, all of a sudden, they went ahead and did a multi-year deal for Denny to keep driving for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't appear that NASCAR is backing down, and it doesn't appear 2311's backing down.
No, neither one of them is, and this is going to be bad for somebody. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll be quite candid. I'm a bit biased. I work for NASCAR. The France family, Bill France Sr., started MRN in 1970. And this is my livelihood we're talking about. So if the race teams win this lawsuit, this sport can change drastically. To what extent, we don't know. But it can affect a ton of folks' livelihoods, mine included. So, I'm paying close attention to this as well.
If a survey was done around the garage area that was held anonymous, how do you think it would go as far as team owners? Or is there many of the team owners that are kind of secretly pulling for 2311 because they know if they win, they're going to be in a better place? Or do you think it's the other way?
Yeah, I think it's the exact opposite. I think these car owners, Richard Childress and Rick Kendrick and Joe Gibbs and Roger Penske, let alone Trackhouse and Justin Marks and these guys, the newer teams, they trust the process. And they understand what the France family has built for nearly 80 years is providing a terrific living for everybody. Is there ever such a thing as a perfect deal? Come on, it's business. Everybody wants more. But I can tell you, what they're getting now with this charter system that's in place is huge, and that's why these car owners jumped all over it and signed it, because they know it's a really good deal on their part, and NASCAR is sharing more of the pie, if you will, bigger slices of the pie. So I think I can't say, and I can't speak for anybody obviously other than myself, and I can just kind of speak on the things I'm hearing. I can tell you that the majority of the folks that I've talked to with these race teams want this to stay the way it is. And because if this goes away, keep in mind, this is a privately owned business. So, and this could be extreme. Don't get me wrong. This is just me saying this on the extreme side. What's to say if the race teams win this lawsuit, France family says, all right, that's enough. We're done. It's private. We're done. Sport's mm-hmm. over with. What are people going to do then? That is obviously an extreme scenario, but it is a scenario that could happen because it is privately owned. They don't have to answer to shareholders. If you recall, they went back a handful of years ago and bought all the shareholders out and made this a private company. They're not the only ones, and a lot of people think the France family's behind all this being greedy or whatever the case may be. That's not the case. The other company that owns the next lion's share of racetracks is Marcus Smith and SM, Speedway Motorsports. They did the exact same thing. They were public. They bought all their shareholders out. They went completely private as well. So it's not just NASCAR. The other companies involved in this sport are doing the same thing and have done the same thing.
When we get to the month of December, all eyes are going to be watching where this lawsuit goes. And I think the entire professional sports world is going to be watching every move to see how this thing shakes out.
Agree, 100%. There's going to be some folks certainly chewing their fingernails down to the quick.
That's a good way to describe it. Alex, before we go, I want to get your thoughts and opinion on NASCAR's announcement to go to San Diego.
Love it. I do. You know, what we did 3 years ago for the first time on a street course in downtown Chicago, we proved to not only ourselves, but to the rest of the world that we can be mobile and we can take a racetrack anywhere and do this. All the big concrete barriers and all the catch fencing all the way around that 2.2-mile street course in Chicago the last 3 years, NASCAR made the huge investment. They're the ones that own all the walls and the catch fencing. So they can take that, put it on trucks, and take it anywhere they want. So I think it's going to be great. Obviously, it'll be, what, the 250th anniversary for the United States Navy. They're going to be racing on their Navy base. From what I understand, they are going to have massive aircraft carriers and battleships and destroyers and submarines all anchored and docked all around the race course because it's going to be on Coronado Island. Very picturesque, very scenic, but they're going to have these United States naval vessels all around the area. And the flyby, from what I'm hearing, it's all preliminary, but most flybys at the National Anthem are always very cool. But they're talking about a takeoff as far as the flyby goes on the National Anthem, having U.S. Navy jets take off from an aircraft carrier deck right beside the racetrack. So this has potential to be something outstanding. And obviously, this is the Top Gun school, too, from the movie Top Gun. The bars that Tom Cruise was in and the movie was shot in. This is all right here where we're going to be racing. So there's a lot that's going hand in hand, and the United States Navy is behind this 100%. And the race on the base is going to be spectacular.
Oh, now I'm fired up.
I was going to say, Alex has got us all fired up after sharing all that. And all this is going to be happening June 19th through the 21st, 2026 in San Diego. My last question, Alex, do you think we'll be back at Mexico City in 2026?
No, I do not. And just based off of some of the things I've heard, we will not go to Mexico next year, but from what I understand, come 2027, Mexico very well may be in play, and it may be in play as a doubleheader with IndyCar racing down there. So that's kind of what I'm hearing right now. Doesn't mean we won't. Obviously, the schedule will be released here in the coming weeks, but right now, from what I understand, I don't anticipate going back to Mexico next year.
Yeah. Well, Alex, we always enjoy talking with you, and thank you so much for always being available to coming on and sharing your thoughts. You guys will be where this weekend?
We're at Iowa Speedway, NASCAR Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series racing here this weekend out in America's heartland.
And folks can follow you how on social media?
At The Alex Hayden. That's where you can find everything.
All right, that sounds great. Alex Hayden from MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. It's time for us to take a quick break. We got more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
If you were ever in doubt, don't sell yourself short. You might be bulletproof. Hard to move mountains when you're paralyzed, but you gotta try.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline, it's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6. Getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Big win for Bubba Wallace, first of the year, as he wins the Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And a big thank you to our buddy Alex Hayden from MRN for joining us and kind of giving us a breakdown of what's been happening in NASCAR. And I know you were smiling ear to ear to hear about all that lawsuit talk. You are fascinated by that whole thing.
I'm just always fascinated with the business side of the sport. I always have.
And you know what? Little shocked that Alex seems to be pro NASCAR. Not that he's pro NASCAR, but he thinks things are going NASCAR's way. Yeah. And he thinks most everybody in the garage area wants it to go that way. So that's interesting.
Well, yeah, and I don't necessarily disagree with him. He would have a much better handle on that than I would. Of course, he is employed by NASCAR, so
probably a smart thing to say anyway.
That's even more of a reason that he's a fan of the home team. But this thing is just going to continue to build and build, and it doesn't look like there's any resolutions that are going to happen before December. I would not be surprised if this thing don't turn out to be really ugly and leave a mark on the sport of NASCAR.
It's interesting because it could have ramifications. It's more of a labor. It's like a big old labor fight, really. Like what if as a private business, what are you allowed to tell the people working for you and mm-hmm. stuff like that? A lot more complex than that, but I guess does it all come down? Is there a legitimate gripe, which there has to be, or does it all come down to sometimes really powerful people don't like being told what to do and they think they can fight it?
Well, the national media has not really picked up on this story. They have at the beginning, but they've kind of stayed away from it. With this being Michael Jordan, by the time this goes to court, this is going to be a top story on all your cable news networks and on your evening national news broadcast. And it's definitely going to be a top major story in the sports world that's going to filter into all the other types of media. So anyway, we got a lot to either look forward to or sort of dread.
Yes, interesting stuff. And NASCAR's heading to baseball is heading to NASCAR in Bristol, Sean.
That's right. Coming up this weekend, Saturday night, and they will be broadcasting on Fox. So you can catch that on Fox Chattanooga. Going to be setting an attendance record The
85,000 tickets sold.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a baseball game.
I think the attendance record's 84,587.
Are the Braves doing all right this year, Sean? I mean, don't you follow?
You know, I haven't even really kept up with them
much. Man, I thought you were Mr. Georgie. You love the Falcons.
I hear they've got some really apparently cool Speedway-type swag for both teams.
I bet, yeah, you're right. I bet there are some cool unis.
Yeah, so I'm going to check out some of the swag and might even grab me a T-shirt online. You never know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to
have to get me a gym shirt.
Mrs. Whitfield needs to pick it out for you. You don't need to be picking your own stuff out.
Yeah, I have to pick my own out. All right, sir. We are out of time. Any final words?
Nope. Have a great week. Stay cool out there. Drink lots of water. And let's do this again next Monday.
Sounds great. And we will be right back here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, this time next Monday. We'll keep you up with the latest NASCAR news on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.